You're listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. on a Power Friday. And I'm hoping to empower more of our parents to be doing their thing when it comes down to parenting. Parenting skillfully, confidently, joyfully. In the meantime, let's take a listen to some student jazz musicians from Berkeley, featuring Sean Jones on trumpet. College students for the day is out, and I definitely want us to take a listen to, man, what they're doing. They are, wow, just doing some fabulous work with those instruments. I had mentioned that we were going to take a look at our preschoolers, and we are going to do that. But let's start out with the older students. You know, we have a lot going on, you know, students in high school and, you know, maybe college bound, maybe vocational school bound, maybe military bound, any number of bounds. How many of you parents find that you really, really want your children to do well in life? You want them to do well in school so that they can do well in life. How many of you find yourselves saying, you know what, I've got to really motivate my children too, and then you fill in the blank. Be the best, be perfect, do well. One of the recommendations that Amy Morin makes is that when we're working with our children, we're trying to motivate them, that we motivate them to strive for excellence, not perfection. Studies consistently show that kids perform to their parents' expectations academically as long as parents have reasonable expectations. Reasonable expectations. Now, don't be too quick, parents, to shoot from the hip and say, all of my expectations for all my children are always reasonable. Maybe so. And for some parents, maybe not. If your expectations are too far out of reach, your child will likely give up or stress themselves out trying. When your child does accomplish something admirable, he'll struggle to enjoy success because he'll think about how to do better in the next game or how to maintain his title as champion, whatever it is that he or she has achieved. How do I maintain this, or how do I do even better the next time around? If your child strives for excellence rather than perfection, his mistakes won't demolish his self-worth. Now, I'm going to talk about some ways to encourage your child, to empower your child to strive for excellence. But let me ask you these questions first. I want to go back to the questions I was asking just a few seconds ago. When you're motivating your child, why? What is the reason that you're motivating your child? You want your child to do well in high school so they can do well beyond high school, whatever route they take. Is it primarily, now be honest now, is it primarily so that your child will do well and your child as a result won't have undue pressure on them throughout life, and maybe by doing well themselves, they can be a role model for other people, including their own children, should they eventually marry and have children and start raising up children who will be looking at them, watching how they do things? Is it because one of your greatest desires is that all of your children will be able to be productive citizens of society and contribute something positive, something that is truly beneficial to society. And I don't mean to the whole country, to whatever small part of the world they live in. Contribute something beneficial. In other words, what I'm asking you is, are you, is the main reason that you're trying to encourage, motivate, push your children to achieve your expectations because you're truly looking out for your child? Or are you mainly pushing your children to excel so that you can have bragging rights, so that you can look good, make yourself look good through your children's success, so that you can have bragging rights? Very often when we parents are self-centered in our reasons for pushing our children to do well, we push them too hard and we put too much pressure on them. And we add to the stress that they're already experiencing from others who they go to school with, from knowing some about some of the madness that is occurring through the lives of political leaders, you name it. As I've shared with you before, just as an example, when the economy is a mess, very often, young people know it. Teenagers are aware of that. Young adults are aware of that. And very often, they're watching their parents to see how the parents are going to deal with that madness. And if the parents are stressed out, the children are going to pick up on that, and they're going to become stressed. We know about bullying and how prevalent that is in the workplace and in school. And if our children just happen to be victims of bullying, even if we don't know it, there's more stress for them to deal with. They're already going to be feeling some level of pressure to do well, even if they're just saying, you know what, I don't want to study, I'm not about school. They're still going to be experiencing some pressure too, just like the people who want to do well and find themselves doing a lot of studying to try to do well. The last thing children need is for parents to be trying to win bragging rights about how well their children are doing, how well their grandchildren are doing, and they put undue pressure on the children because they're not truly looking out for the child's best interest. What they want most is for they themselves, the parents themselves, to be able to brag and look good about how their children are doing. Because, of course, they're going to take a lot of credit for that. My children are doing good because of how I've raised them. I raised them to be like that. And it's really going to be about I. And it really has been about I from the very beginning for a lot of parents. I'm not saying all parents are like that, because some parents are trying to raise their children well. I want to share with you tips that will help us get to the point where we're doing this better. So here's some things that you can do in helping your child strive for excellence. Ask yourself whose need your expectation serves. Do you want your child to be the star player on the team because it will make you feel good? Do you want them to get good grades so you'll feel like a good parent? Make sure your expectations are good for your child, not you. Secondly, focus on effort and not just the outcome. Let your child know, you know, I expect you to sit down and study for 1 hour rather than I expect you to get an A on your test. Make it clear that persistence and practice will help him do better. And then thirdly, back off when your child shows signs that she's overwhelmed or he's overwhelmed. When it's helpful to encourage your child to push through a struggle, okay, especially when he's willing to try. But insisting that he keep going after he's mentally checked out isn't helpful at all. If he says he hates soccer or doesn't want to play the piano anymore, it could be a sign you're pushing him too hard. One of the things that some of you may recall I've mentioned before is that as much as possible, you want what your children are doing to be fun for them, not a drudgery. All right. We're going to talk some more about parenting when I come back, or should we move to a different type of leadership? Leadership. Like, in business. Well, give it a few and we'll decide.